Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in the Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom all you all. This week is the 50th Torah portion of the calendar Hebrew year. The important words which in the parsha its name are Ki Tavo. That means when you enter, when you come, when you arrive. These are the first distinctive words in the parsha. Now, the parsha deals with the ceremony of the first fruits, or the Bikurim in Hebrew, tithes and blessings from observance and curses from violation of the law. The Haftarah for this parsha is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 22. It is the sixth in the cycle of seven Haftarot of consolation after Tisha B'Av and coming up on to Rosh Hashanah. A connection to the parsha appears in Devarim, or Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 16-9, when God provides that the Israelites are God's special treasure, while in Isaiah chapter 60 we read about the light of the people. What's interesting is how Isaiah in the Haftarah focuses on images of light, and he reminds the people, though they may be experiencing a very dark time, God's face and light will eventually return. The first verse of the Haftarah typifies this. It begins, Kumi, arise, and shine, for your light has dawned. The countenance of God is shown upon you. This line has been famously adopted for use in the Chadavdi, a song that is part of the Friday night liturgy and is sung to greet the Sabbath bride. In this Haftarah, Isaiah tells the people they will one day all be gathered together again. Not only will the nation be reunited, but they will be greeted by camels, bringing them gold and frankincense, and sheep that are suitable to be sacrificed to the Lord. He continues, the walls of Jerusalem will be rebuilt by other nations. Foreign kings will serve God's people, and wealth from distant lands will pour into Israel. Future glory is described in great detail, and this section concludes with Isaiah's promising that, quote, the cry, violence, shall no more be heard in your land, nor shall ruin be within your borders. And you shall call the name of your walls victory, and your gates be renowned. At the end of this Haftarah, Yeshayahu returns the light and dark imagery with which he began, and promises, even if the rules of physics will be suspended in this apocalyptic future, there will be no need for the sun or the moon, because God's light and glory will shine in their stead. The people of Israel will grow, be successful, and just as God has always planned. Perhaps the connection to this Haftarah with the Torah reading is that it acts as a bridge between the morning of Tisha B'Av and the renewal of Rosh Hashanah. This Haftarah emphasizes Israel's bright future. It is also an appropriate antidote for the monthly curse which is contained in the Parsha Ki Tavo. For a congregation that has just heard the devastation that God will wreak on a disobedient nation, the soaring glory that Isaiah describes is poignant and hopeful. Some of this was based on commentary in my Jewish learning. Thank you, and as we say in Hebrew, Shalom all y'all. Have a good week. Shavuot good tovach.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.